I'm often asked, why do you keep doing what you're doing? You're 75 plus years old. You ought to be retired and going fishing or something like that. Well, that all sounds real good except for a couple of reasons. I tried it after I retired from the workplace and it didn't work out the way I had planned. I suppose I was so regimented or trained to punching that clock every day that I couldn't accept the fact that I wasn't going to be doing that no more. I did watch a lot of television and such, but there was something missing in my life. Something that I couldn't explain. I even considered going back to work until I realized why I retired. I was burnt out. I was ready to get away from the rat race. So what am I going to do? This retirement thing just ain't working out for me. Another thing that bothered me was seeing all my working buddies retire, and 6 months later, they'd left this world, hopefully for a better place. I didn't think this is the route I wanted to take. I'd always wanted to write a book. I even tried writing way back before computers. I got 10 pages written and realized it was too much work, so I filed those 10 pages away in my desk. I wallowed around in my self-pity for, I reckon, about 3 years, wondering if this is the way my life is going to be from now on. That is, if I didn't check out early like some of my working buddies. Then one day, it was like that little cartoon of a light bulb going off above the character's head. I've always been a kind of a computer geek, so I sat down in front of my computer and I started typing. That is, if you call it typing, one and sometimes two fingers. The story just seemed to flow out of my head and into that computer screen. It was so easy, I wondered why it had taken me so long to do this. That story turned into a series of 7 with plans for another 3. Then these other characters inside my head started saying, "You spent enough time with that guy. Tell our story." So now I have around 40 titles. You'd think I'd be satisfied now, wouldn't you? I suppose I was to a certain degree, but not completely. There was still something nagging at me. Then I had an experience with a publisher that wanted to publish my book for $999. I was ready to borrow the money until I talked with a published author. She told me if anyone wants to charge you money, run as fast as you can the other direction. I took her advice and self-published my books. Then I learned that there were many authors that weren't running the other direction. They were spending their hard-earned money to a publisher that wasn't doing anything other than just that, publishing their book, with no editing, none or no formatting. If the author wanted to change something, the company wanted more money. I thought about this situation for just a minute or two and decided something needed to be done to help these folks. But who? What? How? Why? All these questions ran through my mind. Then I came to the realization that if it was going to get done, I was going to have to do it myself. So Outlaws Publishing was born. I will admit, however, that I didn't realize the work involved. But I'll also have to admit I'm having the time of my life. You know, it was a thrill when I finished that first book, which, by the way, won first place in the Texas Authors Association. That was a thrill. But the thrill to have one of Outlaws authors become Amazon bestseller is indeed a thrill. And not just one author, but several authors have become bestsellers. Do I want to retire and go fishing? I wouldn't mind it too much, but I'm having too much fun doing what I'm doing.